into a little bit more detail over that, since it is going to be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, to be exact, and it's located at 691 East Mills Drive. That's in Towanda, Kansas, and I'll kind of go over some of the things we'll have there, since that's a tomorrow sale. And to note, too, that all of these items that are in the sale, or most of the items, I won't say all the items, but a lot of the larger items are just a few years old. These people had moved into a new house here and purchased most of the larger items, such as the furniture, washer, dryer, that kind of stuff, sheds. Purchased all that new when they moved in, and that was about a few years ago. So everything's in real nice condition, and so keep that in mind, too, as I kind of go through some of this stuff, and if there's something that interests you, and if you need more information, just feel free to give me a call. So some of the things I'll go through here, we've got a 16-foot by 20-foot carport, and also have a 10 by 16 utility shed. Both of those are really, really good condition. Again, a few years old, they've been kept really nice. We've got a 4-piece queen-size bedroom set. We've got a reclining love seat, coffee table. I believe it's got the matching end tables with it as well. We've got the Samsung flat-screen TVs. We've got a couple, just the total flat ones, and I don't know what you call the one that's got the little curvature in it, but we've got one of those as well. It's probably probably around a 60-inch. It's a larger TV, but we've got 4 or 5 probably nice flat-screen TVs, and they all work. We turned them all on, so they're all working. We've got a nice Whirlpool French door refrigerator. Also got a Whirlpool electric cooking stove, real great condition again, a nice Roper washer and dryer set, and also Whirlpool deep freezer. I know a lot of people looking for deep freezers, so we do have one of those. Got a couple carpet cleaners, one of them's carpet/hardwood floor cleaner, a nice grandfather clock. That's kind of some of the household stuff. As far as tools and other miscellaneous stuff, we've got a nice expert propane pellet grill. We've got plant holders. One of them's kind of in the shape of a tractor. We've got the 40 and 100-pound propane tanks, toolboxes, nice Traeger pellet smoker grill. We've got kind of a range of kind of a one of them auctions, a little bit of everything. We've got a couple really nice power scooter chairs for someone that's disabled or doesn't get around real well. There's two of those in this auction that both of them work. Got the chargers and all that stuff, so we'll have that as well. I'm sure those things are expensive new, so a nice little Honda push mower. Got some weed trimmers. We got a karaoke machine. Again, just kind of an array of things. We've got some of those gravity chairs. We've got a nice little glider that goes on a front porch. Again, it's just there's a lot of good stuff there. Emmett Kelly the Clown collectible stuff, if you're into that. If you want to check out that, see more pictures in the sell bill, you can get on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. Also, if you get on Facebook, you can get on Keith Beaumont, realtor/auctioneer-sungroup, and you can get on that page there where I post all of our auctions, and we get listings and all that stuff on there as well. So feel free to get on there and look at it. Or if you need me to email you something, I can certainly email you something over. Or just stop by our office here in Fredonia, and I'll be happy to get you a sell bill.
Excellent. Well, that's really good, Keith, and I do appreciate you getting us up to speed on all of that. And I know that, it seems like if you at least grew up around here or, you know, or are in the Midwest at all, seems like most people should have gone to at least one auction. But, you know, sometimes the idea of an auction can be a little bit foreign to some folks. And I know there are maybe a couple of kind of different types of auctions. So I was wondering today if you could just go over a little bit of kind of the basics of, you know, how an auction might work.
Yep. Yep, and you're right. There's, believe it or not, we see quite a few times new people that come to the auction, and I'm saying new as in they've never been to an auction at all. So, that's a good question. And then auctions are real simple for those that haven't been to an auction or thinking about it. I think it's a pretty simple process, and it's real fun, too. So kind of how that would work is if you've not been, you'd show up and you'd want to bring like an ID so you can get registered. You would do that with the cashier whenever you showed up to the auction. So have your ID ready. Then after that, you know, the cashier will give you a number. You'll have what we call a bidder card. Of course, that will be with you for the remainder of the auction. And so anytime you want to buy something and you bid on it and you're the winning bidder, you'll show that card to me or whoever's auctioning at the time. We'll relay that number back to the clerk, and then that's kind of how that works. But before the auction even starts, you know, we always have opening announcements. And so some of those are kind of important if you're coming to an auction, because you need to listen and pay attention to those things, because there's certain terms that will be in there. Of course, also not only that, but introductions of who the crew is. So if you need any help, you'll know who to go talk to. And if their owner is there, you may want to know who the owner is so you can ask questions about maybe a certain item or something like that. So a lot of important stuff like that. Some of the announcements that I say, you know, would be important to pay attention to, maybe such as removing items. Some sales, it doesn't matter. There's plenty of time. Maybe you have a couple weeks to get things out of there, and it's not a big deal, or maybe you have longer even. But then some sales, you know, something might need to be removed, you know, within the next 3 or 4 days or a couple days or maybe that day itself. So, just depending on the auction and situation, every one of them is a different situation, will determine maybe how you bid on something and if you buy something. Because if you buy something really big that you say, I can't get back to it for a week, you may want to know that before you buy it, because if it has to be gone soon. So, and sometimes, you know, having something removed out of there is not because someone just wants to see it gone, you know, real quick. And maybe it is, but for the most part, it's usually because there's a reason. You know, maybe, we've sold the property, and so now, you know, they're closing on it, and, you know, they have to have everything out of there, you know, in the next few days or whatever from the auction. You know, there might be a certain date that they have to be all moved out. So, just important stuff to pay attention. I mean, you know, we make other announcements, anything that's important. Maybe about a certain item, if there's something about an item that we need to talk about or discuss or whatever, usually in opening announcements, I'll bring all that stuff up and go over it before we get started. But other than that, I mean, again, it's pretty simple. If you're interested in buying something, you just need to pay attention to where the auctioneer is and where the numbers are, and you bidding. And being seen, too, that's the other thing. You know, make sure if you're interested, you know, you're not, standing in the back of the crowd and not being noticed. I know we've missed people on accident before, but we certainly don't like to miss people. You know, we're there to catch everyone's bid if we can. So if you're real interested, you know, get where you can be seen and so you can bid on the item. But after you have won the item, you know, you're going to get it, whatever it is. And then, of course, at the end of the auction, you know, you'll just take your number back up there to the cashier, and they'll get it all tallied up and figured out how much you owe, and that's how you get settled up in the auction. So in a nutshell, that's kind of how it all works, but it's pretty much everything real simple, fun, because there's competition in it, And, you know, it's also unique. I mean, you'll see things there that, yeah, you didn't maybe necessarily come to buy, but you've seen it, you like it, and you're like, okay, yeah, I want that. That's pretty cool. Just seeing all kinds of different things. I mean, I'm still always learning all the time what something is. There's been so many items, I don't know what they are, but, you know, I'm definitely learning. But I can guarantee you, though, at any auction, if I hold something up and I don't know what it is, there's always someone in the crowd that can tell me what it is. So great way to learn new things. Regardless if it's tools or whatever it is, there's always someone that's got some knowledge about it. So
absolutely. And, you know, I always like it when an auctioneer can throw a little bit of humor there in too, you know, make a little joke about the item or that sort of thing. That's part of the entertainment factor.
Yeah, it really is. I think that's the thing that I know we like to do. We just like to have fun. You know, we want to get to work. We want to get down and get the job done. But we want to do it in the most correct way, most professional way. But we also want to have fun doing it through the process. So we're all having fun, you know, with the crowd and all that. We get a lot of the same kind of people that come to our auction, the same group of people and a lot of times. So, you know, they chime in and, you know, cut some jokes, and, you know, we all do. And we just make it real comfortable and fun. So, and that's the main thing, you know, is keeping it fun, keeping it moving. That's the other thing. You know, we like to kind of keep the auction moving, clicking through it, you know, so everyone can get out of there and enjoy the rest of their day, and we're not taking up too much of your time. So, but yeah, that's kind of how it works. You know, there's a lot of different people that do help with the auctions. You know, I was mentioning the cashier. You know, a cashier is basically responsible for registering all the bidders when they come in and sorting through all the clerking sheets and getting all the tickets and, you know, correct bidder numbers. So everyone will have the right amount when they're checking out. So, you know, it takes a cashier, it takes a clerk. The clerk is the one that's writing down, you know, the descriptions of the items being sold and the number and who bought it and all that. So they're keeping track of a lot and keeping up with the auctioneer. So the clerk's kind of got a busy job, too. Also, we'll have, like, the ringmen, that's the guys that are, you know, standing around trying to catch bids, also helping push stuff to us to keep us rolling, because, like I mentioned earlier, we like to keep the auction going, so they'll be shoving stuff to us, and if we're working, like, on tables and stuff like that, so that's super helpful. Or maybe if we're maybe we're selling some power tools, maybe they're ahead of us, plugging things in, just making sure they work, showing everyone that they do. There's a lot of different things that they'll do. Also, you know, they'll help if you need something loaded up or you know, help with something. You know, you'd talk to one of them guys, they'd be happy to help. So, you know, of course, you know, the auctioneers themselves, you know, usually there's two or three of us guys that are doing that at a sale, and we'll switch on and off, you know, throughout. You know, if we're not auctioning, then you know, we'll be taking bids, too, and kind of helping with all that. So, anyways, that's kind of, again, you know, just kind of a rundown about how it works, kind of who it takes to make it all work and all that. So, if anyone hasn't been to an auction and they're thinking about it, you know, definitely give it a try because, you know, it's fun. I love them. If I'm not doing an auction, and if I can, I like to go to auctions. So I'll go to an auction, too, if I'm not doing one.
All righty. Well, Mr. Keith Beaumont, we do appreciate you coming by and filling us in on all of that. And if anyone wants to reach you, if they maybe have questions about an auction or they want to know if it might be right for them, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just give me a call on my cell phone. My phone number is 316-680-5131. Also, like I mentioned, we've got two offices. We've got one in El Dorado, but we also got one down here in Fredonia. That's where I'm at. Just right downtown on the square. You'll find us on the northwest corner, Sun Group. So we're really easy to find. Like I said, you can get on Facebook, check us out, our website, sungrouprealestate.com. If you have any questions, if you want to look at this upcoming auction, do so. Something else I should note, too, is that we have some other auctions that are coming up. You know, we've got a land auction that's going to be live, and we also got online auction. You'll see all that on there. If you just go on our website and go into auctions, you'll be able to pull up all that stuff. Just check all that stuff out. Another, I guess, important thing to mention is there's no buyer's premium on this auction tomorrow, so you don't have to worry about that. Whatever you bid on an item is what you're going to pay for it at the end. So I thought I'd mention that in there as well, too. So, yeah, if you got any questions about it, give me a call. Again, my phone number is 316-680-5131.
All righty. Keith Beaumont of Sun Group, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks, James.
All right. Appreciate it. And we'll be right back with Open Line here in just moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.